National Border Patrol Council calls out Biden's border policies as inhumane. By Randy Clark and Bob Price on July 18, 2021. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd told reporters on Saturday that President Joe Biden's border policies lead to the inhumane treatment of migrants. Texas Governor Greg Abbott invited Judd to speak on Saturday at a border security briefing held in Del Rio, Texas, alongside Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Judd spoke on behalf of the Border Patrol rank and file agents represented by the National Border Patrol Council, NBPC. Judd highlighted the inhumane conditions caused by the federal government's policies that reversed a successful trend on border security during the Trump administration. His remarks came during a joint border security briefing with Governors Abbott and DeSantis. No federal border security agencies were represented at the briefing. "The truth of the matter is it is not humane to not properly enforce the laws," Judd, a Border Patrol agent, told the two governors in the media. "It is inhumane, what we are currently seeing on the border. It is inhumane that liberal policies are inviting individuals to put themselves in the hands of these dangerous cartels. It is inhumane that liberal policies are allowing the smuggling. And, when we try to properly interdict these individuals, they just throw children into the river to distract us. It is inhumane to have people cross the border illegally in these harsh conditions," Judd stated. Judd also excoriated the current administration for limiting the ability of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to work with state and local law enforcement authorities. Judd told those in attendance, "This administration has effectively made every single city in the United States a sanctuary city. When ICE, under the guise of prosecutorial discretion, cannot respond to Jacksonville PD, Houston PD, because this administration will not allow ICE to respond unless the individuals that are in custody have an extensive criminal record, violent criminal record, this is another magnet that is inviting people to come across the border." Judd closed by saying, "If you ask me, do I want more agents or do I want policy? I will tell you, every single time, policy is what will stop illegal immigration. When you get rid of sanctuary cities, when you reinstitute policies, such as remain in Mexico, when you get rid of that magnet that is catch and release, illegal immigration drops to all-time lows." Judd's comments come as the Border Patrol are experiencing levels of migration that are exceeding those of the previous 20 years. In June, the Border Patrol apprehensions surpassed the 1 million for this fiscal year. Breitbart Texas reports extensively on the inhumane treatment of migrants at the hands of cartel-connected human smugglers. Migrants face inhumane treatment in being packed into filthy, overcrowded human smuggling stash houses, when they are packed like cargo into tractor trailers, and when they are simply left to die after being abandoned by human smugglers. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price serves as Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.